Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Show. Welcome to the Show.
With the three amigos, Hot Me Crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet your deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowd, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. So Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the crew, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. On a Friday, a football Friday, and I'm on a new computer and a new microphone. So if it's loud, like, these guys will let me know. But I think we made sure all the technical stuff was done before the show started. Where are you doing the show from, Crowder? I see you're at some sort of Bonvoy style residence.
Legacy Hotel at IMG Academy.
I don't think your mic is plugged in. I was so worried about mine.
Yeah.
I was so worried about me sounding good.
That's classic.
That my bad, because I talked to him before the show too, and I didn't even notice. I was trying to make sure everything was sounding good for me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, check the drop down.
Let me see here.
I asked Jimmy.
Yeah, snowball.
I asked Jimmy before the show started, how was the show yesterday without me? And he said, it was great. And I said, well, don't ever say that if I ask you how the show was without me. Don't tell me it was great. And so he kind of stuttered and stammered, and he said, it was great without you. And I go, well, no, that you just said the same thing. I said, I don't want to hear that. And so he said, okay, it was just fine. But then I'm back. And a terrible start to the show. So Jimmy was right.
Right.
Jimmy proven right once again. Me proven wrong once again. Who is willing to sit here on a football Friday and say, I think the Dolphins are going to beat the Bills on Sunday?
Somebody drunk.
Solana, Jimmy, anybody willing to... Make that leap?
No, I would have had the guts, but I'm looking at the Dolphins injury report, and I just or who McDaniels ruled out, who's questionable. I'm just not buying it. James Cook is likely going to play for Buffalo, so I mean, you know what's going to happen there. He's going to run all over you because he always does. Chop Robinson, Rasul Douglas probably won't play. McDaniel doesn't feel great about it. D. Eskridge is out, and McDaniel said he's hopeful if he and Ashton Davis can play, but if they don't, good luck, because I don't know who's going to play safety other than Minkah Fitzpatrick. Like, the Dolphins, on top of the fact that they're in this state of peril right now, also don't have a lot of healthy players available.
Yeah. Yeah, tough to see a pathway. But I did the same thing. The only reason I'm asking you guys, I did the same thing with the Atlanta game. It was literally the best game that they played all season. My guess is it's the best game they will play all season. So I don't know. I thought maybe somebody was feeling gutsy today.
Josh Allen is a smidge better than Kirk Cousins. That's an issue.
Fair.
Comparing it to the Atlanta game.
Yeah,
and also, like, the invigoration of some energy from firing a head coach, getting a new head coach, a coordinator change, you have a different wrinkle in your offense or defense. We fired the GM and got rid of one of our best defensive players. Like, I don't know if that's any kind of, you know,
that's not emotional. Like that boost. That's not that boost that some teams get.
Yeah, GM gone, one of our draft picks, best defensive end gone. Emotional boost. It's just, it's all ugly right now.
All right. Well, how about Canes and Syracuse? Canes are 28.5-point favorites on Saturday. Is anyone here willing to say they don't think the Canes are going to beat up on Syracuse tomorrow?
I don't think they cover.
You don't think they cover 28.5?
No,
even though this is one of those games. And again, same thing with Stanford, same thing with SMU. Hey, Mario needs to go out there, put the pedal to the metal, and just run up a score, do some style points, and you're a 28.5-point favorite. Now, granted, they were 30-point favorites over Stanford and were unable to do so. You don't think they cover?
No. I think there's some chinks in the armor, as they say. I think the teams have kind of figured out the weaknesses.
Nah, this is the crystal ball special. Drop a game you're supposed to drop, and then get a cupcake next week. And he's gonna go out there. He's gonna lay the hammer down. Watch, they cover 100%. This is literally the crystal ball special.
So you lose all hope for the season. Really, nothing's in your hands anymore. But now you go out and look like the team that beat Florida, Notre Dame, and FSU.
Correct. Oh, everybody wants to see offense. Okay. Here comes the 1-5 Syracuse Orange or whatever they are.
I forgot you wanted to see offense against SMU. My bad.
Right.
And I'll show it to you tomorrow.
Oh, bloggers, podcasters, you want to see offense? Okay. Unfortunately, we would have liked to have seen offense last week, but also beat the Syracuse football team last year as well.
Right. Yeah. Oh, this is a payback game too. I hadn't even thought of that.
That's right.
Yeah, this is a payback game.
Payback.
Is anyone willing to say they believe the Panthers are going to three-peat?
I guess I'll say that over the other two, yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Kachuk comes back. The guy figured it out. Marcy's playing great. It's a better chance of that than the other two.
All right. I'm with that. That one seems the most plausible right now. Not that I don't think the Hurricanes are going to beat Syracuse, because I do. I'm not necessarily certain they're going to cover by 100 the way Solana has laid out there, although it does make perfect sense. I mean, this is the way that the season should play out, because now they'll get it back on track, and then they're going to get obliterated by Pitt the final game of the season at Pitt, and that'll be the reminder of what they looked like against SMU at Louisville.
What? What's worse, that where they go out and then they get the hell beat out of them, or they win out and they're number 14 and barely miss the college football playoffs?
Either way, it's going to be annoying based on the start of the season. I mean, there's literally no way around it. Either way, it's going to be annoying.
Because I was listening to Gail someday this week. It was late at night. I don't know. He's always on 104.3 on random times. And he was saying, like, yeah, with that loss, there's no chance of them making it.
No, they – I mean – a cavalcade of bad things would have to happen to other teams. Like I say, they don't control their own destiny.
Yeah.
Even after the Louisville loss, they could have controlled their own destiny. Now you're needing other things to happen to other teams. Yeah. I'll give you one more before we get to headlines here. We have a loaded potato today. Joe Zagacki, who was just tapped into Iron Arrow. Joe Zagacki, he is a UM hero. He's going to join us today. Don Bailey Jr., he's going to join us today.
I got to tell you, the worst thing yesterday was us three idiots trying to figure out what the Golden Arrow was.
I barely know what Iron Arrow
is.
It's
Iron Arrow. Okay. It's Iron Arrow. Yeah. I know I got that down because I prepared for Joe to come on the show yesterday. So I had done a little bit of research. Hawk, you had texted me like Golden Eagle, then Golden Arrow, and I was...
I first said Iron Eagle, which was a Lou Gossett movie.
I was so confused. I didn't know what this thing was. I was actually a little nervous to talk to Joe about it because I didn't want to piss him off. It was like such a high honor.
I think Mike Rumpf got tapped in on Wednesday as well. Like it's really like it's a real special honor. And Joe, he didn't play ball. He this is such a great honor because I believe DBJ is in Iron Arrow.
Yeah, he was wearing the garb.
Yeah, the jacket. Yeah. It's like having the gold jacket, you know, or like the green jacket for the Masters. Like you only can wear it if you won one. Anyway, Joe Zagacki is going to join us today, and DBJ is going to join us today, and Gino Toretta is going to join us today. He usually joins us on Thursdays, but he was traveling yesterday. I'll give you one more before we get to headlines. Is anyone willing to say the Miami Heat will win the NBA Cup, which begins tonight?
No.
I launched this one up for Solana. Go ahead, Solana.
I mean, this is exactly what the NBA Cup was put in place for. Teams like the Heat, probably not title contenders, but regular season play, middle of the season, they can win NBA Cup games and put themselves in position to compete for something in November and December. This is exactly what the NBA Cup was put in place for. Yes, I think the Heat will win the NBA Cup or will compete for it.
With no Tyler, with a Bam without a toe, and a bunch of puppies?
I'm not as concerned about this sprained toe situation as you are, Crowder. Hawk, yesterday Crowder's like, comparing,
I heard it.
A sprained
I heard about
toe.
20 minutes of the show, and he gave very significant examples of people whose careers were ended or derailed by toes. You are taking the toe a little less seriously than you probably should.
No, derailed by serious toe injuries. A player who has a sprained toe who's listed as day to day does not have a serious toe injury. They have a sprained toe.
You know that, Solana. Have
well,
you
that's
seen
the thing
his
is
foot?
Like you're listed day to day because you go, oh, it's just a toe, I'll be fine. And then you find out the next day and the next day and the next day that the toe, I mean, Sergeant Hulka would tell you about the importance of the big toe. That's from the movie Stripes. And that was for Defo or the Ticket Wizard if they're listening.
When I think
you guys
toe,
don't
I go
remember Sergeant Hulka's big toe?
No.
Man.
Remember, I'm going to get you, sucker. When he got shot in his toe and his toe pumped up.
How about Della Reese in Harlem Nights?
Oh!
You want to shoot me in my pinky toe. And that's just a pinky toe.
Ruined her night.
Sports Talk, or whatever that was, on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We have one more pair of Heat Cavs tickets to give away this afternoon. It's for Heat Cavs Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At the Kaseya Center, we will give away the pair before 6 p.m. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
We kind of went through all the weekend action that's coming up, and I read you the injury report, but Dolphins Sunday at 1 p.m., Hawk, you ask about the Panthers. I'll tell you the truth. I didn't watch the game last night. I fell asleep. I woke up. I was surprised to see that they won just based on the state of the Florida Panthers with all these injuries over the past couple days. But they beat the Kings 5-2.
Yep. I also fell asleep, but I was pleasantly surprised in the morning.
They're going to play tomorrow at 10. The Heat play a back-to-back. So tonight and tomorrow. They'll probably go 2-0, right?
So is it Charlotte and Portland?
Yeah.
I mean, they should, right? In all honesty?
Portland's looking pretty good, right, with this Tiago Splitter? I mean, I don't know. That might be a tougher tougher game than
Coach
you expect.
Coach Splitter has got that thing changed.
So that's pretty much it for your local headlines. Tomorrow, Canes versus Syracuse.
Inter-Miami, big one tomorrow, no?
Oh, my God, that's right. Inter-Miami without Luis Suarez at noon at Chase Stadium. Thank
that's
you,
at Mom. Noon?
That's at noon tomorrow.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, big game tomorrow. Chase Stadium, win or go home for Inter-Miami. It's at 8 p.m.
Thank
I'm
you.
8 p.m.
All right, it's not at noon.
Not at noon, 8 p.m.
All right. Yeah, that sounded...
As I was saying,
where did you come up with noon?
I don't know.
Noon, yes.
Thank you to the person on Instagram who just DM'd me big breaking news. Let me just double check. Pusha T, nominated for Album of the Year for the Grammys that was just released this afternoon.
Pusha.
I'm putting all my eggs in the Pushat basket. I don't know if you guys heard that Pushat CD this year, but it was fire.
Oh, you said it.
Wouldn't that be great if whoever's awarding the great and nominees are Pushat.
Pusha T.
That's cool. That's our guy. I got to text Jamie Eisenberg. Stat.
I thought he fell off. I never thought he'd be nominated
fell
for anything.
Off. He won Grammy of the Year in 2018 for Daytona. I don't even think for us hip-hop
No, heads. But that's when you'd fall off. That was 7 years ago.
Wow, that's crazy. 7 years ago. I don't think this is a true Pooshat album. I believe this is the group he's in with his brother, Pooshat. Nah, it's Clips, I'm pretty sure.
Oh. You sure?
No, I'm not sure.
Was the Pooshat because his brother, brother?
Brother, Pusha T.
Became brother,
Pusha T.
Yeah, well, this is Donna Winter you're talking to. I literally, on a walk yesterday or the day before, apropos of nothing, was thinking about dumb things Solana has thought was funny over the years. Mm-hmm. And the Donna Winter joke, obviously, that jumps out. But because the Canes are in turmoil, I think this is what I started thinking about. When he made this joke, because he led up to it, like he had like this whole lead up to it, and then he came in swooping in with this punchline where, hey, it wasn't the Cheez-It bowl, it was the Cheez-L bowl. And it made no sense. It wasn't funny. There was no wordplay in there. But I literally thought of that over the last couple of days because people are talking about them being in the Cheez-It bowl again. And I just marvel that he thought that that was some sort of clever wordplay that needed this big buildup. And then all of a sudden you get there and he's like, the cheese L bowl.
I mean, the Pop-Tart bowl, more like the Lost Tart bowl. Am I right? Am I right? Come on.
These aren't off the hip. You're thinking of these in advance.
Oh, cheese elbow was written down and the delivery like warranted a really great punchline. And I just was like, what? Well, that's not funny. Then like there's
he's writing material. It's terrible.
I mean, Crowder will tell us the same story about, you know, fighting somebody on the Dolphins locker room, and I give him the cheap laugh. We have to put up with Hawk and his Josh Giddey stuff every single day. I give him the cheap laugh.
Wait till the 3 o'clock hour.
You can't give me a cheap laugh on Cheese Elbow. I mean, come on. What are we doing
here? It was mystifying to me.
Bosha T? What?
Right. Your weather in South Florida right now, it is partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid to low 70s. Don't forget, at the end of the weekend and into next week, it's legit going to get cold in South Florida. So be ready for it.
It's going to be 30s, 40s, 50s.
30s
on like Monday, Tuesday.
By you, right? 30s up by you, Hawk.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually, now when I say 30s, I was probably looking at Tampa where DJ is. I don't, but I know it'll be like 40s.
I'm in Tampa.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm at IMG Academy.
Oh, go see if you can find my son somewhere. Last I saw, he was at Hard Rock running up my ATM.
Call him, see if he wants to go fishing tonight.
Crowder, I don't know if you have any more high school eligibility left, by the way.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Just in case you're trying to get another run at it, if you see all these contracts that are being thrown around.
Oh, because he's at IMG Academy?
Yeah.
They're like, man, they're growing them big at IMG Academy. Look at that dude with the dreads.
Hey. Hey, the football team was eating lunch when we walked through. I can't play with them boys.
Man.
This is a feeder program to the NFL. These dudes are 6'6".
That's your weather, sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Oh, best rap performance, best rap song. Hold on, here we go. Best rap album.
Clips, right?
You're right, it's Clips.
Yeah.
Pooshat and Malice. Malik. Pooshat and Malik.
Maliche.
Maliche. I knew I'd get there somehow. All right. Joe Zagacki is going to join us next. Anything else, Solana?
Back to you.
All right. Joe Zagacki tapped into Iron Arrow or Iron Eagle or Goldeneye. We're going to find out the entire story in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ozagaki is joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. So, Joe Zagacki, the longtime voice for the University of Miami, longtime friend of ours, will be on the call tomorrow. Canes and Syracuse from Hard Rock Stadium. But a couple days ago, Joe was the recipient of the highest honor that the University of Miami can bestow on someone. He was tapped into the Iron Arrow Society. And I know many people, Crowder and Solana included, had not heard of Iron Arrow and were not aware of, you know, what it means. So tell us a little bit about what that was like for you, because it looked very emotional.
Well, as you mentioned, Hawk, it is the highest honor you can receive. And I did not think that that would ever come my way, that I was really worthy of that honor. It goes back to 1926 when the university was founded. And it was a way for them to honor people that they thought made the university better, and made the university better either through academic achievement or mentoring or whatever they did, you know, after they left the University of Miami. So it was funny because it's a big secret. And they told me to go down. They asked me if I would go down to the university on Wednesday to interview Mike Rump because he was going in Iron Arrow, and that they needed Don and I to do the interview. And they said it was going to be at 3:45 or 4 o'clock, and I got cranky. And I said, really, you need me to come down there in the middle of rush hour?
Just for Mike Rumpf?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Don could do that interview. And then I'm asking people all week, like, well, where are we doing this interview? Are we going to be in the studio? Oh, no. This is campus. Campus wants to do this interview, not athletics. I said, campus has their own, crew? Yeah, their own crew. I said, okay. And then I asked somebody in sports information, well, what time exactly and where? And he said, Carter says, this is all Sherelle Jackson. Oh, Jason's wife. And I said, okay. So I see her in the hallway on Monday, and I'm going to say, I go, hi, Sherelle. I'm about ready to ask her. And she looks at me and just goes right by me. I mean, she looks at me, have a great day. Right by me. And I thought, this is funny. And then they start shuffling people around. At 3:40, I'm in the studio. Oh, then I walked to the another part of the building, and Cam Ward was in the building. So I started talking with Cam Ward, and Don is texting me, where are you? Where are you? I said, I'm in the other part of the building. What's the big deal? Well, come back here. Okay. He's sitting. What are we going to ask Mike Rumpf? I said, what are we going to ask Mike Rumpf? We're going to ask him about the Iron Arrow, what it means to him. And well, what else? Well, I don't know. You know, how he's going to pass this down, his legacy, stuff like that. And okay. And it's almost like Don's taking these notes. Oh, and by the way, on my way there, my wife isn't on this. So I leave my house fairly early to get there because of traffic, right? I don't want to be late. So I leave my house, and my wife tells Rick Remmert that I'm coming down. And he says, well, that's too early. He's going to find out, like a surprise party. So Remmert calls me and says, you want to stop by my office, and we'll give you a history of the Iron Arrow. I said, I don't need a history of the Iron Arrow, Rick. I'm just going to ask Mike a few questions. And then I get in the building, and nobody wants to talk to me except Dan Radakovich. And I'm complaining to him about, the game the other day. And we're talking about the officiating and this and that. And he's just like nodding his head. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, you have no response. How far can I push this conversation? Like, should I say you should leave the ACC? Should I say, we should have won that game? Should I say, do you feel like you're getting robbed? Anything. Just like,
because you were cranky. You were cranky that you had to be down there in the first place.
Right. And then I go outside, and I'm looking, and I don't see a camera anywhere. And I'm watching Mike, and I'm not, and all of a sudden, there are like five guys hiding in a bush. And I said, why are you guys hiding in the bush? What are you jumping out of the cake for Mike or something? And because when I go down there, I just visit everybody, right? I go to this department, that department. I talk. Hello, how are you? How's it going? Nobody wants to talk to me. And then Don grabs me like, what are you doing? And Rick Remmert grabs me on the other arm, which he came out of nowhere. And I'm disappointed in myself that if I'm going to be kidnapped somewhere along the way, I'm going to be oblivious to it. I never saw it coming. And I watch a lot of FBI shows and all that stuff. You should be aware of your surroundings. And then I looked at the video and I go, God, I have never looked more uncomfortable in my life. Oh, wait a minute. And then I'm telling one of the SIDs, I was at one of these ceremonies for Malcolm Grant. Do you remember Malcolm Grant? He played basketball for Coach L. He was like Coach L's first or second year. And they tap Malcolm Grant at practice. And they walk in there, and they're very serious. And Malcolm didn't really know what it was. And they hit him, like right in the chest hard. And he's ready to like throw a punch at him. And they have to explain to him what it is. So Don and Rick, they grab me. Now I'm on to him. Like, I'm going in Iron Arrow? What? Mike's over there. We're going to do an interview. But I'm thinking, oh, all you guys were in on this. I look like an idiot. And she hits me right in the chat, right? Because my sunglasses are dangling, and she hits me right in the spot where it couldn't have been a better shot. Knocked the wind right out of me. And you're very serious. So I don't know. Do you smile? Are you not? Everybody's quiet. And she's the girl, the leader, she's staring right at me, eyeball to eyeball. And so I'm thinking, she's kind of intimidating me. I don't know. Like, what's the proper etiquette?
Right, you're like, maybe I didn't get tapped into Iron Arrow. Maybe I'm a human sacrifice here.
Yeah. I got walloped into Iron Arrow.
It was an attack. No joke. It's funny because watching the video, you're talking about the indecision of what's going on, and then the surprise, and then you're laughing. You and DBJ are laughing, and then all of a sudden, like you're about to cry. Like you went through 18 emotions in the 20-second clip I saw.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I didn't know what to do. Laugh, cry. I mean, listen, it's a pretty big deal. There are a lot of important people in Iron Arrow, and I call football games and basketball games. And a lot of people have to go to bat for you and nominate you, and it has to be unanimous. And the people that go to bat for you, they kind of get grilled by the other people, you know. It's like being a draft choice. They shoot holes in your resume.
Well, there goes my next question of seeing if Joe could put in a good word for me to get tapped into Iron Arrow, because my resume has more holes than accolades.
And then it comes up, Joe. About a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago maybe, my wife and I were having lunch, and Don calls my wife.
Uh-oh.
And I think, what? And my wife is in on it, and she says, oh, yes, here's our address, because we had a wedding shower for my daughter. So she plays it off as she's giving Don the address to our house for his wife, Priscilla. And now I look back at it and go, oh, you two, pretty good. And then after the Stanford game, you know, everybody, I'll say, when the games are over, I have a little tailgate for my crew. I bring some milkshakes, green milkshakes, and some other stuff. And we sit in the parking lot and rehash the game. And after the Stanford game, Don said, can't come. I said, why not? I got to be at the university tomorrow, like 6 a.m. to watch film. I said, of this mess, you're going to watch film? Yeah, I got to be there tomorrow morning. On Sunday? And he just takes off. So he was there because that's when they were doing the presentation.
So now you're putting all the breadcrumbs together, and you really missed out on a lot of possible signs that you had a big honor coming.
Correct. Yeah, it was all right there in front of me.
Well, how do you feel now? Now it's happened. It's 48 hours now, and you've been bestowed the highest honor that the University of Miami gives. You are in the company of other Hurricane greats. You have to feel on top of the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. We're on radio. Don't you love my jacket?
Yeah. I mean, he's got the
I'm
got
supposed the to UM, wear the jacket. I left it in the other room.
You're not – what? You're talking about the Iron Arrow jacket?
Yeah.
You have it with you?
I do. It's in the other room.
Go get it and put it on.
Okay. Hold on.
Ridiculous right that you're doing that. I didn't even realize that. You guys I didn't know that you yourself. Could – Yeah, we'll do that. I figured –
Hold on.
Yeah, we know. I thought maybe you could only wear the jacket at official functions. So I didn't think it didn't strike me as odd that he wasn't wearing it here, but that's crazy. He should have the jacket.
I thought you were joking, saying it's like a Hall of Fame jacket, that you get a jacket for being there.
It's cool.
One of those tribal jackets.
Yeah. It looks like a Native American thing. Yeah. I don't know the history behind the jacket and Iron Arrow. Look at that. Hey. Look at that. That's our guy.
You like that, huh?
That's tremendous jacket. So what, like, are you allowed to wear that wherever you want?
They encourage you to wear it. You're supposed to wear it. The Publix, wherever you go, you're supposed to wear it. I wore it to the basketball game last night. I think I blinded the shooters. I'm going to wear it to the game on Saturday. Don and I will have it. I don't know if I processed it yet because – it's, you know, it's a very, very cool honor, and you know, the truth is, I didn't go to the University of Miami. I'm an honorary alumni. They gave me that 5 years ago. But in order to be in Iron Arrow, you have to be an honorary alumni or be a staff person. So I kind of in that gray area because a radio, yes, I'm approved by them, but I work for us.
Man,
I work for you, Hawk.
yeah, hardly. Man, it's an unbelievable honor.
You're mesmerized by this jacket, I can tell.
I love that jacket. I'm thinking about getting a knockoff and just saying I'm in Iron Arrow. I think I can get that on Timu.
Saying it's game worn.
No, but you know what? In all honesty, because we're out of time and we really only wanted to talk to you about Iron Arrow, you are more deserving than you give yourself credit to for achieving that honor. There is no one who bleeds orange and green the way that you do. And any Hurricane fan knows that. Any listener to this show knows that. Anyone who's paid attention to Hurricane Athletics over the course of however many years you've been doing it knows that. So I think you're kind of the epitome of someone who should be wearing that jacket.
100%.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Very kind of you. And thank you very much. It's very nice of you.
Yeah, what?
It's very important for the people that are in it. It's very important. And I'm honored to be a part of that group.
And Joe, I would say it's like, you know, you say you didn't go there or you didn't play any sports there, but it's like why my wife loves me so much. My sister and mom have to love me. My wife chooses to love me. And you choose to love you. And you're not connected to them with that connection. But yeah, no, to Hawk's point, bro, I think it's the epitome of it. And now do you get to cross check somebody in the sternum with the arrow?
No, I don't get to. No, but I think I can nominate somebody in the future, right? So Hawk's raising his hand.
I know a guy, Z. I know a guy.
Yeah, you know a guy who knows a guy.
I mean, my 4 years at WVUM probably changed the course of college radio, Joe.
I think it broke new ground.
That it did. It broke something. Yeah. I think I broke a couple needles on the turntables that I was spinning records on.
But you know, anyway. DBJ is behind a lot of this. So
no, he, the one thing I know about DBJ. He's serious about this stuff. He wouldn't, as good as friend as you are to him, he wouldn't nominate you for something like that unless he really believed that you had deserved it and earned it.
Yeah.
And so you are in the company of legends, man.
Yeah.
You're in the company of so which makes you now a legend.
He is a legend.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, but you know, hopefully we just call some good games and make it fun and people feel the energy and the passion and all that stuff. And they see a good picture and laugh when Don throws out some lines. By the way, did you hear my line two weeks ago?
Did you do 6-7? What did you do?
No, well, we did 6-7. Hot dog, holly golly.
Mm, yeah,
we did. We played that. What was the origin of hot dog, holly golly?
I just thought that I'd mess with you guys and I was watching a show on, I think, Apple called The Frontier or The New Frontier or something about, it's about a guy in Alaska, a sheriff in Alaska, and there's a plane crash in Alaska, and the inmates get loose in Fairbanks, right? So they're trying to track down all these inmates, and one of the guys that's loose is a CIA operative who the CIA is trying to kill. Follow me so far?
Oh, yeah.
And you know how they have, instead of dialogue, they use music as a transition. And one of the songs was a country song, and the words were hot dog, holly golly. And I turned to my wife and I said, I think I'm going to screw with everybody tomorrow night in the game. And
I'm gonna use hot dog, holly golly. Now that we know the backstory, because we just thought you got caught up in the air and you threw out words that made no sense.
No,
now it makes sense.
But if I can't say the name of the song on the air because the name of the song we would get fined,
right? You don't want to lose your Iron Arrowness.
No, and I don't want to lose our license. But sure. Look up the show Frontier, The New Frontier. It's on Apple. It's, you know, one of those, it's a drama, it's a, I think we're three or four episodes in, And
well, that's, now we got song, a backstory. Yeah. Now I like it.
The song is Blank Country.
All right. Yeah. Well, Hot Dog Holly Golly, Joe, you're a member
of our
era.
Did you laugh?
Yeah, we loved it. We played it. We loved it. And we'd love for you to do something like that tomorrow.
What, would you give Don the lines?
Going to.
He hasn't come on yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So you
I
know.
Think you only got one in last week, but
we're only giving him one.
We were a man down last week.
Yeah, we're going to give him one line, and that's it. We need you guys to focus on the game.
So if we're a 30-point favorite, you know that.
I know, but you were a 30-point favorite against
everybody,
Stanford as well. All right, Joe Zagacki is a member of Iron Arrow. He got tapped in on Wednesday, and we are thrilled for you. Congratulations! Have a good broadcast tomorrow, Joe.
Okay, thank you very much, fellas. Appreciate you.
There you go. That is the legend, Joe Zagacki. The legend, the Hurricanes legend, Joe Zagacki, friend of the program and a member of the most prestigious Iron Arrow.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.